Day 7 of Divine Arsenal. And we end where Paul always ends, with victory. Not a future victory you are hoping to one day achieve, a present victory you have been given and are learning to walk in. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Giveth, present tense, active tense, he gives it. Not he will give it when you've finally gotten it together. The victory over sin, over the flesh, over the strongholds of the enemy, it is given. In Christ, at the cross. The question was never whether the victory would be won. It was. The question is whether you are living inside that reality or outside it. This week, you have done real work. You identified the battlefield. You picked up the weapons. You named the strongholds. You cast down the high things. You practiced taking thoughts captive. You moved into obedience. That is not nothing. That is exactly the process Paul describes. That is spiritual warfare as God designed it. But here is what I want to leave you with. This is not a one-week exercise. What you have started this week is a lifestyle. The weapons don't go back on the shelf. The armor doesn't come off when church is over. You are, as long as you are alive in this world, a soldier. And soldiers stay trained. Soldiers stay alert. Soldiers stay in fellowship with their commander. 2 Corinthians 10:6. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Paul says there is a point of maturity when your own obedience is full, where you have authority to help others break free. The victory you have walked into this week becomes the weapon you carry into someone else's battle. That is the commission. Not just to be free, but to set others free. The divine arsenal is not for one person. It was never meant to stay with you. Share this series. Give it to the person in your life who is losing their mind to fear, to shame, to lies they've believed for decades. What God used to pull down your walls, he can use to pull down theirs. Father, thank you for the victory. Not the victory I have to earn, the victory already purchased by the blood of your Son. I choose today to live inside that victory, not outside it. Keep the weapons in my hands. Keep the armor on my body. Keep my mind renewed, my obedience active, and my heart surrendered. And use everything you have done in me to reach the person next to me. For the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. This has been Divine Arsenal, 7 days on the weapons of our warfare. I'm Marcus. Go in the victory that is already yours.